yeah, obviously very special, very pleasing, and hopefully we can carry it on tomorrow. I'll remember that, I'm sure, for a very long time. So I did lose it a bit when I got to three figures, but obviously very nice to have another Yorkie down the other end, but more importantly to, you know, be in a good position and to have a good partnership like we did, and hopefully, like I said earlier, we can continue to build another one in the morning and keep going.
Difficult position to come into as well, with three wickets down for just 67.
No, it was obviously a place where you can lose wickets in clusters, and we had to rebuild and got a good partnership together with Ian Bell, and then tried to go again with Johnny and managed to do that. So I think, you know, you got to scrap hard for a bit and then try and make the most of it when you get in. Walking out, you got a nice reception, so you obviously hear that and you try and use it in the best way possible, but more importantly we're looking at the scoreboard and trying to read the situation and just play accordingly. It was a little bit slow, but you always feel, I think, in the game as a fielding side, so you've got to be quite watchful early on and then just try and take it accordingly and just play the situation as best as possible.
And obviously we saw your delight when you scored your 100, but also how cross you were with yourself when you got out.
Yeah, obviously very disappointing to get out when I did. You know, exposing new batters to the new ball was not ideal, and I think the lads did really well and they've built a nice little partnership together towards the end there, so that's a good positive to take into tomorrow morning. And I think, you know, we're going to have to continue to bat really well tomorrow morning to try and keep going and get past 350 odd.
Joe, did you know you were the first Yorkshireman to score his maiden Test 100 at Headingley?
No, but it's obviously quite a nice thing to know.